This is Detective Jacob Jenkins. The date is Thursday, March 31st, 2022. It's 16:42 hours. Currently at the Highland Court office, and with me is, state your name, please.
Michael Ferrante, Correctional Officer for Edgar County Sheriff's Department.
Ferrante, is it F-E-R-R-A-N-T-E?
Yes, sir.
All right. How long have you been working over there at the jail?
I started at the jail in early November of 2020, part-time.
Okay, so about a year and a half now, almost?
Yeah, kind of, okay. Right at the year and a half-ish.
Okay, good. Any law enforcement before that or corrections, anything?
Nope, first time.
Okay, I'm just interested. So, how old are you?
32 years old.
32? All right. Well, what does he like to be called, man? You like Officer Ferrante, Mike? What is it?
Professionally, Officer Ferrante. Just unprofessionally, Michael's fine.
Okay. So, what do you want me to call you while I talk to you?
You can call me Michael, it's fine.
Okay. Well, Michael, I appreciate that. You can call me Jacob if you like. The reason we're here is because there was a complaint made regarding some behavior going on at the jail. When I called you on the phone to ask you if you knew what it was about, you said that you thought maybe it was about Zeb Washburn and his leave of absence he's on right now, right?
Yes.
Can you tell me what you know, if anything, about that?
Close to nothing. I just know that it's happening, and Zeb is my best friend, and he is left with so many questions, he doesn't even know what this is about.
Okay.
That's all that I know about it.
So then you've talked to Zeb about it, and he doesn't know what it's about?
Absolutely.
So, okay. All right. So, I got a request to conduct an investigation regarding some things that are believed to be against rules, regulations, policies about stuff at the jail. Okay. Obviously, that's what all this is about. The complaint I got is that supervisor at the jail, which is Jay Williman.
Yes.
He got a complaint that from the 12 to 8 shift, there's officers that are, I guess, more so being lazy, not doing their jobs correctly, leaving the work to the newer corrections officers, basically being Lindsay and Shonk, those two. Yep. So don't know who the complaint came from, but I do know that there is a complaint that these two are being utilized as the ones doing the work rather than the senior guys. And it's my understanding the senior guys that they work with is, for the most part, Zeb Washburn, sometimes you, but that is part of the complaint. Do you know anything about any of that?
It was a conversation that him and I had, and he said that he hopes that it is not perceived that way because he didn't want to be seen as being lazy, but at the same time, he's also saying, if I can make sure that they can stand on their own, then I'll know that they're going to be okay when I'm not here. So there were times when he would sit back on cell checks and he would watch them on the cameras. And then, if they needed help, then he would be right there. But he was like, I'm going to take a step back, see if they can operate on their own without my assistance. And then, of course, if they need it, it'll be there.
Well, what you're saying makes sense to me. How do you know that that's going on? Is that Zeb telling you? Or
it was a conversation that him and I had.
Okay.
About possible reasons this might be
okay. Are you ever there while this stuff's happening?
I was there.
Okay.
I had come in a few times on my days off just to socialize with everyone.
Okay.
While they were in training.
All right. So, anytime that you go there and you say, have you actually witnessed, or these guys are out there, they're doing the work, Zeb and I are sitting in the control room watching them on the camera, is that any of that happening? Or
It was never anything that was like, you know, throw a fish on the land and see if they can survive. It was always just simple things like, can they do the cell checks?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever there was a book in or anything like that, he wouldn't be in the other room. He'd be there with them. But it was never anything major. It was just, okay, these are simple things they should be able to do on their own. Okay. Let me see if they can do it.
Is there any form, and the reason I ask is because I don't work at the jail. I'm not familiar with the inner workings of it. Is there any forms for anything like that? Say, training forms that say, for instance, Zeb maybe filled something out, said this date and time, these guys went and did the cell checks. I watched them on the monitor or something just to show that I'm not being lazy. This is what I'm doing.
I'm not aware of any paperwork like that, no.
So nothing that you ever fill out, so no?
No.
Okay, all right. Nothing official that you know of. All right. Is there a... Right. So, I don't have a specific date, but I have an approximate date that says sometime around March 13th, maybe March 14th-ish, that Officer Washburn, along with other officers, I don't know if that's you or someone else, are playing cards in the control room. Is any of that stuff happening?
Yes.
Okay. And why is that happening?
Just something to pass the time in the middle of the night that would keep everybody active, keep everybody from getting sleepy. It was just, hey, you know what? There's not a whole lot to do right now but sit and watch cameras. Do you guys want to play a game of cards?
Okay. So you guys play cards in the control room. Are any of your job duties being neglected because of it?
No. Absolutely not.
So I'm going to show you this paper. I mean, I know I'm kind of far away from you, but... This paper here, this shows pretty much what you guys do on that shift, right?
Yes.
All right. Ever any time that you guys miss cell checks because you're playing cards?
No.
The counts? Ever?
The head counts, no.
Breakfast?
No.
And cleanliness of the jail?
No, but I mean, that's kind of a general because you could pick up a mop at any given moment.
Okay.
I mean, there's times not on third shift whenever people could be cleaning and or sweeping, mopping, what have you. I wouldn't say that that is specific to third shift.
Right. Well, I'm just asking, let's say, if you're the supervisor, and I mean, I hate to ask for your opinion on it because you're not the supervisor, but if you are, and you're watching cameras, and you see that you have said, I think the third shift should be the ones maintaining the jail as far as cleanliness, and you don't, and you see the deputies doing what it is that you, Zeb, Lindsay, Sean, what you guys are doing. I don't know what you're doing because I don't see it. But you're seeing it on camera. Is that acceptable to you as far as what's happening at the jail if you're the guy running the jail?
I hadn't seen a problem with it because it wasn't specific to third shift. But okay. I mean, if it is a problem, I mean, it's probably, I could almost guarantee it's something to be like, well, don't do that again because we didn't realize it was an issue.
Has anybody ever came to you and said, Ferrante, you're not keeping the jail clean enough? Has that ever happened?
No.
Has anybody ever came to you and said, Ferrante, you're not doing cell checks enough?
No.
Okay. Ferrante, your counts are messed up. You ever hear that?
I have messed up counts before, but not because I was preoccupied with anything. It's just because you... jumble your numbers. I mean, you can go back and fix it whenever you realize the problem is there, but it's just a general mistake that you overlook and you're like, oh, you scratch that out and fix it real quick.
Okay. All right. But would you say that you've ever not completed one of your assignments because you're playing cards or doing anything else you're not supposed to be doing?
Absolutely not.
Okay. As far as playing cards goes, and I hate to keep on bringing that up, but as far as playing cards go, do you feel that that is a violation of any kind of policies or procedures or anything that you shouldn't be doing?
I didn't think so at the time. I'm starting to now that we're having this conversation.
Okay. Well, then I guess let's ask like this. If I'm your supervisor, which obviously I'm not, would this be something you would hide from me to keep me from knowing? If I walked in, would you hide those cards, or would you let me see them? Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'd hide it, because, again, I didn't think it was a problem. I mean,
okay.
Playing cards was a pretty minimal thing.
Okay.
At least I thought so.
So, in your opinion, you playing cards, are you doing something wrong or not?
No.
Okay. Are you doing anything else to pass the time while you're in the control room?
Expand on that. What do you mean?
Basically, when you're in the control room, you're either watching monitors to make sure inmates are doing what they're supposed to be doing or sleeping or safe, correct? Well, in the meantime, because I'm sure you're not staring at the monitors 24/7.
Right.
What kind of stuff are you doing besides playing cards to pass the time?
People sit and have conversations, they'll eat food together. on all shifts, people will have, like, on the computer in the background, Hulu or Netflix or something maybe playing, but...
Okay. And watching Hulu, Netflix, things like that, are those acceptable practices as far as you understand? Would you consider that a rule violation, a policy violation?
I'm going to say no, not because it's not acceptable, but because I was on the understanding that we have one computer in there that every computer in there has, like, all streaming services blocked except for one. And I was under the understanding that it was unblocked on that specific one because they said, okay, if you're going to do it, use this computer.
Okay.
Make sure everything still gets done. Make sure you're doing your job. But if you're wanting to do that, this is where you do it.
Okay. Do you have any specific person who has told you that is okay? Or any specific writing anywhere that has said it's not okay?
There is no specific writing that I've seen. And I don't remember who said it. It's been so long back now. I just remember hearing that, and that's where I was like, oh, that must be the case then.
Okay.
Because third shift's not the only one that does it. Okay. There'll be times when third shift, we come in for third shift, you know, 30 minutes early, 20 minutes early, and second shift is also doing the same thing. They'll be watching Hulu or what have you, mm-hmm. whatever they're watching.
Okay.
So I had not perceived it to be doing something wrong.
Okay. Have you ever told anybody in the jail that you guys shouldn't be playing cards or watching movies because you know you could get in trouble for it?
Not as long as we got our responsibilities done.
Okay. So, I understand what you're saying. As long as you're doing your job, you think it's okay. But have you ever told anyone, that, hey, we shouldn't be doing this, we can get in trouble? Or if somebody finds out we're doing this, we can get in trouble. Have you ever said anything like that?
No.
Have you ever heard anybody say anything like that?
No.
Okay. That's all the questions I have for you. All right, it is 16:55 hours.